Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Ministry for Real People for Today with your host, Prophetess April L. Anthony from April L. Anthony Ministries. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 36073, Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan 48236. Ministry website, aprilanthony.com. Email us, glamsquad@aprilanthony.com. Ministry content, today's message, Touched by Faith. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. The woman with the alabaster box. Who will love him the most? In Luke chapter 7, verse 37, a woman in the city who was nameless and a sinner knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. In Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50, and one of the Pharisees. The word Pharisee is from an aromatic word, Perez, found in Daniel chapter 5 and 28. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians, signifying to separate, owing to a different manner of life from that of the general public. The Pharisees and Sadducees appear as distinct parties in the latter half of the second century B.C. before Christ, though they represent tendencies traceable much earlier in Jewish history, tendencies which became pronounced after the return from Babylon, 537 B.C., desired or invited him that he would eat with them. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat or reclined down to meat. Verse 37, and behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. The woman was a sinner and knew where Jesus would be at and presented her sacred gift to him. Verse 38, and stood at his feet, behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of and anointed them with ointment. Her tears was the water that cleansed Jesus' feet, and her hair was the towel that dried them. And every tear that dripped from her eyes, Jesus saw and felt. Her lipstick kissed his feet with love, and her expensive oil that took time to save, she anointed and blessed the Lord. The Lord received from her love. Verse 39, now when the Pharisee which had bidden or invited him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him. He saw about her after all that she had done. He only noticed that she was a sinner. He couldn't discern her for the Lord because Jesus is a prophet. And the Bible tells us that the Lord looks at the heart and man looks at the outer appearance. 1 Samuel 16 and 7. Who are you listening to? And verse 40, and Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And saith, Master, say on. Verse 41, there was a certain $220 equivalent for today, and the other 50, $22 for today. Verse 42, and when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them would love him most? Verse 43, Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. Verse 44, and he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest. She have washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Verse 45, thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, have not ceased to kiss my feet. Verse 46, my head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman have anointed my feet with ointment. Verse 47, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, but she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. It was her love, not as much as her worship, that touched Jesus. Verse 48, and he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Verse 49, and they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins? Also, religious mind, still having gotten the big picture, that it wasn't about sin, it was love that got her to Jesus. She had a one-on-one experience with Jesus. Most people want to be in your face. She wants to be at his feet. Verse 50, and he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Her love and faith to go beyond the Pharisee was her saving grace, and peace go along with it. Who will love him most? The ones who were forgiven for the most debt, or those with little debt? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. Luke chapter 7, verses 41 through 43. In verse 47, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, but she loved much, but to whom little was forgiven, the same loveth little. Verse 48, 49, and they sat at meat with him, began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? Verse 50, and he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Remember, you don't necessarily know the cost of her oil in the alabaster box, but Jesus knows. She wasn't hiding and making sin look like it was okay to be in sin. She went to Jesus. The woman found him as she was and presented him a gift of love and was forgiven. Any Ministries. Mail and address, P.O. Box 36073, Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan 48236, AprilAnthony.com. Email us, glamsquad@aprilanthony.com. I pray that this message has blessed you and you know that your sins are forgiven Now go in peace because your faith hath saved you.
I can't forget the way life was. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. God spent my days for my